Morning, Meltzer.
Morning, Governor.
Beautiful day for golf.
Yes, it is. Who's our fourth?
Blabbermouth.
I am not playing golf with Krause.
Would you show me that grip again, Tommy?
You two want to be alone?
Oh, put it in a sock, Benson.
You sports ready to go out and drop a few weeds today?
I wonder what's keeping Clayton.
Say, where is this golf course he's taking us to anyway?
It's a surprise.
Well, Endicott says it's a great course.
How come you guys know about this surprise and I don't?
Hey, Sam, here is that. That is Clayton in his helicopter. He's going to take us across the state to the Indian Mounds Country Club.
That's not a surprise, that's two surprises. When did Clayton learn how to fly a helicopter?
Last summer. He's been dying to take me up for a ride.
That Endicott, classy guy. Imagine flying us 250 miles to play golf.
Hey, some dodo bird just blew garbage all over the place.
Is that any reason to yell at me, Mrs. Cassidy? Oh. Here's the dodo bird now.
Hey, you just blew garbage all over the place. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
That's the way we aviators are. We live life on the edge, and the devil take the hindmost.
What is he talking about?
I think that scarf has cut off the blood supply to his brain.
Well, in just 90 minutes, we'll be touching down at Indian Mounds.
Oh, this is going to be so fun.
I can't believe you guys are going in a helicopter with this bozo.
Gretchen, there is nothing to be concerned about. Do you think I'd be doing this if it were dangerous? Think of all I have to live for.
I'm coming up empty, Clayton.
All right, let's go, whirlybirds.
Come on, Benson. Indian Mounds is one of the
almost as challenging as the Boise Municipal. You know, I took the 78 Invitational there.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. I was down six strokes here, and I came from behind.
Oh, yeah, that's a wonderful story. Yeah. This reminds me of my Uncle Ralph. He had a stroke.
Come on, let's get in the helicopter where we can't hear each other.
You boys have a very good time now.
Bye.
How can they give that guy a license to fly? He hasn't got the right stuff.
He doesn't have any stuff. You can't inherit stuff.
No, wait a minute.
Come on.
You get it in the front.
Oh, I'll get it. You get it?
Yeah.
On 18.
What?
A birdie.
Where?
Oh, she handles like a dream, doesn't she, Benson?
Ask me that once we're back on the ground.
Can you do tricks, Eric Clayton?
Governor, please.
I was just asking.
Oh, Benson, you'd be surprised how easy it is to fly one of these babies. Go on, take the stick.
I don't want the stick, Clayton.
Ah, come on, Benson, be a sport. Take the stick.
I don't want the stick.
It's all yours.
Take the stick back, Clayton.
Don't take it, Clayton. Oh, this is fun.
If you think it's so much fun, you come up here and take the stick.
Well, okay, but we'll have to change seats.
Come to sit down. What was that?
Seems to be a little engine trouble.
What'd you do now, sport?
I didn't do anything, Tommy. Clayton?
I got it.
Why is it so quiet?
Mayday! Mayday!
Does that answer your question?
This is November Tango 2-2. No. It's November 2-2. No. November 2. Oh, damn it! I forgot my number. Operator. Hang on!
First time I ever did that.
Is everybody all right?
I whacked my head pretty good. I think I swallowed my gum.
Wait, you have a first aid kit?
It's under the seat. I'll call in our position.
Our position is somewhere in the middle of a vast desert.
Actually, this isn't a desert. See, this is an arid plain. Officially, we don't have deserts in this state.
Officially, huh? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, then knock it off. The last thing we need is a lesson in topography.
Bad news.
The radio doesn't work.
The radio doesn't work.
How did you know that?
Haven't you ever been to the movies? The radio never works.
Well, don't take that attitude. You had the stick.
I didn't want the stick.
If you weren't qualified, you shouldn't have had the stick.
Wish I had a stick now.
All right, let's not make a big thing out of this. The radio was probably damaged when we landed.
You call what we just did a landing?
Oh, I suppose you could have done better.
Better than dropping like a rock.
We did not drop like a rock. We auto-rotated.
We
crashed.
Oh, fellas, calm down. There's an old saying, any landing you can walk away from is a good landing.
Oh! Ow!
What happened? What'd you do?
Twisted my ankle.
Can you walk?
Oh, here, let me get this.
It won't take the weight.
Here, try that.
I don't know. I was thinking 3 iron would be better.
What?
It's longer.
Here, sir.
Oh, that's much better.
I'm going to look around over here.
No, I'll check the bird.
Gee, fellas, I'm really sorry about the ankle.
Well, my head doesn't feel so good either, you know.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
No, it's all right. I'm fine.
Well, there's no blood. There's a bump. Oh, hey, there's another bump. Maybe they're just your natural head bumps. See anything familiar?
No, yeah. Dirt. Miles and miles and miles of dirt.
Well, I figured out what brought the chopper down.
Gravity.
A ruptured fuel line, and when we hit, we snapped the pitch link.
What does that mean in everyday language?
It's broken.
That sums it up for me.
Well, I better get these umbrellas out of here. There's some shade. Otherwise, we'll bake in the sun.
Hi, y'all done?
Yeah. You like our movie?
I can't. I'm semi-grounded.
Well, come on. We'll ask your dad.
Oh, he's not home yet.
He's not? Huh. How strange. Well, I'll just call over to Indian Mounds and leave a message.
Great.
Well, adios, ladies. I'm off to the Lariat.
Oh, you mean that country and western bar?
Yep. I've always been a sucker for a man who wears leather. Of course, nowadays, so are the men who wear leather. Well, hasta luego, Wranglers. Bye.
Yeah, hello. I'd like to leave a message for Governor Gatling. Well, how do I know where he is? If he's done with his stupid game of golf, he's probably having dinner. He didn't? Are you sure? Yeah.
What's the matter?
But they never showed up at Indian Mounds. I'm gonna call the state police.
What are you doing?
Building a fire. Gets chilly out here.
Yeah, but right here?
I would prefer to build it in my fireplace at home, but thought this would be more convenient.
Take a deep breath. Smell anything?
Yeah, I do. It's something familiar. It's kind of pungent, but it's not unpleasant.
Well, it'll be real unpleasant if you strike a match. It's gasoline.
Oh, boom.
Yeah, right. So why don't you do it over there?
Benson, we have a problem.
Oh, what? Did it just occur to you?
This is a new problem.
Good. I was beginning to get bored by the old one.
Take that attitude. We're all in the same boat here.
Clayton, only you could stand in the middle of an arid desert and think boat. What's the problem?
You remember that first aid course?
Yeah, the one you and I took together?
The one I graduated with honors.
Well, you should have. You took the instructor to dinner. What is the problem?
Well, Tommy is experiencing nausea.
What do you mean?
I mean he's disgorging the contents of his stomach.
You mean he's...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not good. He could dehydrate.
Yeah, it's also a sign of concussion. Will you take a look at him?
Yeah, sure. Governor.
Huh?
Start the fire without me. For God's sake, try not to fall in.
Benson.
Yes.
Sound travels in the desert.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Benson, thanks for helping with this. You know, even though I graduated with honors, just between you and me, I only feel confident with a rubber dummy.
Go for it. That way, if the relationship fails, you can always use her as an eraser. So, how you doing, Tommy?
That's a stupid question. I'm barfing my guts out.
How's your head?
It hurts. Look, I'm okay. You leave me alone, huh?
Okay, sport. Okay. I think you better keep an eye on him. Try not to let him fall asleep.
Well, how do you propose I do that?
Talk to him about the Idaho Invitational.
So, what's going on?
Looks like Tommy's crack on the head is worse than we thought.
Oh, I hope not. There isn't a medical facility for miles around here.
There aren't any facilities for miles around here. That's why they call it uncivilized. What is this?
Well, be a fire when I get it finished.
It'll be a shopping mall when you get it finished. Why don't you start small and add to it?
Look, Benson, I'm building the fire. Why don't you continue to look at the map?
Governor, I'm simply trying to...
And Clayton can look after Tommy.
But I'm just simply trying to...
Division of responsibility. See, that's the key to leadership. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, nobody's going to have any fun at all around here.
Fun? This is a helicopter crash.
I didn't mean fun. I meant fun in the sense of, well, like those guys on Hogan's Heroes. If they hadn't gotten along, how much fun would prison camp have been, huh?
I honestly don't know.
Well, think about it.
I'd rather not. I'd rather look at the map.
The
hell is taking them so long to rescue us?
I think I have the answer to that right here. See those rocks over there?
Yes, I see those rocks over there.
I see them here on the map?
Yes, I see them on the map.
Now let's look for the golf course.
Oh, Benson, don't be ludicrous. We couldn't see the golf course from here, especially at night.
On the map.
Oh. Huh? Okay. There it is. Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
We're about three fingers off course.
Oh, my gosh, that's...
70 miles, give or take a finger.
Why did the Connors spend so much time together at the family table? It had to be because of our quaint, heartwarming moment.
That's what I call a fire. So what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. It's very simple. What's going on? We're doomed.
What's he talking about?
Huh? We're 70 miles off course.
Clayton, for Pete's sake, can't you do anything right? How could you fly us in the wrong direction?
Well, it's not necessarily my fault. Benson could have done it.
I drove the plane where you pointed.
So what are we going to do now?
Benson?
Well, I say, for the time being, we stay put, keep the fire going, hope somebody finds
us. They're not going to find us. They're looking in the wrong place. We have no food. We have no water. We're dead. We're doomed. We're done for. We might as well dig a hole in the ground, lie down in it, and throw dirt over us.
Shut up! Benson's right. We're going to stay here. We're going to wait for dawn. Anything else, Benson?
Well, keep our fingers crossed and pray that some of them meat-eating animals hiding out there in the rocks don't consider us a takeout meal.
Benson, Benson!
What? What?
I want to say goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Benson, Benson!
You back already?
I haven't left yet. I need to talk to you.
About what?
I want to give you this.
Okay, Clayton, thank you. I'm moved by your generosity.
It's my will.
And what?
Hey guys, could you take your conversation someplace else?
I'd be happy to take it anywhere else. Unfortunately, we're stuck.
Look, I'm trying to sleep, and it's very difficult. What's so important it can't wait until in the morning?
Clayton's leaving us.
Where are you going?
Sir, it has become more and more apparent that we are not going to be rescued, and I've decided to go for help.
Clayton, that's very dangerous. I think we should all stay here and wait it out.
Sir, I'm very confident that I can make it.
Then why'd you give me this will?
Just trust me. This is the best way I'm going to walk out.
You can't go traipsing across the desert. It gets very hot out there.
I can make it, sir. I was a Marine.
You were a Marine lawyer.
Listen, mister, I don't need your permission. I'm going for help.
What are you going to do for water?
I'll suck on a cactus.
Good luck, Clayton. Think we ought to stop him?
No, I don't think so. Maybe he can make it. Let's hope so.
I thought you said you were sleepy.
I can't now.
How on earth did you find a harmonica anyway?
Oh, I always carry a harmonica when I fly. You want to know why?
No. Just keep playing.
Last time on Benson.
When did Clayton learn how to fly a helicopter?
Last summer. He's been dying to take me up for a ride.
That Endicott, classy guy. Imagine flying us 250 miles to play golf.
Mayday! Mayday!
Is everybody all right?
I whacked my head pretty good.
Bad news!
The radio doesn't work.
The radio doesn't work.
So, how you doing, Tommy?
That's a stupid question. I'm barfing my guts out.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
We're about three fingers off course.
Oh, my gosh, that's
70 miles, give or take a finger.
We have no food. We have no water. We're dead. We're doomed. We're done for. Wait. We might as well dig a hole in the ground, lie down in it, and throw dirt over us.
Shut up!
Sir, it has become more and more apparent that we are not going to be rescued, and I've decided to go for help.
I thought you said you were sleepy.
I can't, no.
Where did you find a harmonica anyway?
Oh, I always carry a harmonica when I fly. You want to know why?
No. Just keep playing.
Oh, no, no. Search and rescue can't even guess where to look. It's going to be a while, Liebchen.
Hope they're going to be all right. It's supposed to be hot out today.
Yeah, I know. Well, they are just going to have to save themselves. Oh, if only I had some way of telling them. Save yourselves. Save yourselves. Save yourselves.
What is it, Benson?
I could have sworn that I just heard Krause's voice.
Perhaps you did. The universe is one continuum of cosmic energy.
Are you feeling all right?
I think I'm better than I've ever been, Benson. I sat here this morning, I watched the sun rise up out of the earth.
Yeah, well, that must have been nice.
I watched a new day being born.
Yeah?
Came to realize it doesn't matter if we never leave this place.
Well, it does to me.
Forget your fears, my son. We can't die. We exist forever in the wind. Doesn't that make you feel wonderful?
No. I prefer to exist for a limited time in a gracious condominium.
Sit with me tonight, Benson. You'll feel differently.
No, I won't. I'll just feel tired. Where's Tommy?
He is practicing his sand shots.
He shouldn't be doing that. Try not to shave your head before I get back.
Thank you.
Morning, sport.
Good morning. Should you be doing this?
Yeah. So it makes a difference between us pros and you duffers. It's control of the short game.
No, I meant, how's your head?
Fine. Nothing that a couple of gin and tonics wouldn't cure. Where did it go?
He went looking for help.
What an idiot.
Tommy, why don't you just sit down and take it easy?
Hey, I'm a big boy now, huh? I can take control of my own life. Okay, sport?
Okay with me, sport.
What are you doing?
Looking for food. So far, I found a six-pack of warm beer.
I'm getting worried about Clayton. You suppose he found any help?
No, I don't know. It's pretty rugged terrain around here.
Wouldn't it be nice if he stumbled across some old prospector with a burro and he came to help us?
Yeah, it'd be even nicer if that prospector had an air-conditioned Monte Carlo.
Settle for either one.
Yeah. Well, what brought about this change? 5 minutes ago, you were happy existing as a dust devil.
Yeah, I decided I wanted to brush my teeth, you know, and I started to miss my toothbrush and that tube of striped toothpaste and the wax dental floss.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You don't see too many hermits with great teeth.
Did you find any food?
Yeah, here. You want a beer?
7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it's wet.
I'll take it. Oh, I hate this beer.
Yeah, it's got no taste.
So filling.
No taste.
So filling. No.
Is he? No. No, let's get him back up to the helicopter. Get up, Fort. Get up. That's a boy. Come on. So how's he doing?
Not good, I'm afraid. Any sign of Clayton?
No.
Benson, can I talk to you over here?
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
I don't want Tommy to hear this.
Well, he can't hear us. He's unconscious, isn't he?
Good point. Okay, let's go back over there.
Wait a minute. Just tell me what you want to tell me.
Well, I think Tommy is in very bad shape. I don't think he can wait to be rescued.
Yeah. Then we'll just have to carry him out.
How?
Build a litter. Put him on it and carry him.
Benson, with this bum ankle, I can't help carry him.
Well, I'll just have to put him on the litter and drag him Indian style.
Right. Oh, like in that movie Cheyenne Autumn. Oh, those poor people, they walked for days and days in the wilderness, and then everybody died.
Thanks for the encouragement. Come on, let's build a litter.
Yeah, I'll look after Tommy.
Put his feet up there.
Okay. Okay, Governor, let's see if we can lift him up now. Watch your leg.
Okay, here we go.
I think I'm getting delirious. I'm hearing voices.
Did you hear that?
Well, of course I heard it. I'm delirious.
Wait right here. I'm going to go check it out.
Help! Help!
Hey, wait, wait. Hold on.
Help! I can't see. Doctor, help me.
It's okay. Take these back. What happened?
Forget about me. My friends. I've been walking for miles. Helicopter crashed. We've got to save them.
Clayton.
Save them.
Clayton.
Clayton. Hurry. They're starving to death. You've got to save them.
No, Clayton.
Help. Clayton. Oh, my God. Clayton. Oh, my God. I'm being mugged. I'm in the middle of the wilderness, and I'm being mugged.
Clayton.
What?
It's me.
What? Benson.
Yeah.
Benson. Oh, thank God we're saved.
No, we're not saved. We're not saved. Look. Put your act together. You were a Marine, remember?
Yes, I'm a Marine. I hated that haircut.
Well, I'll get you back to the helicopter to give you a warm beer.
I don't want a warm beer. I want a club soda with a twist of lemon and a BLT.
Come on. Come on. Clayton. All right.
Governor, what happened? The cactus. I drank from the cactus, just like in the movies.
And?
How was I to know that I'm allergic to cactus? I knew I was allergic to pineapple, but cactus?
Here, let me get you a beer. I think you'll find it's filling.
Yeah, there's no taste.
Wait, hold it.
So, what do we do now?
Look, after seeing Clayton, I'm not sure that walking out is such a good idea.
What else can we do?
It'll be dark in a couple of hours. Why don't we wait till morning?
And then?
I don't know. I really don't know.
He's burning up. If his temperature doesn't go down soon, I don't know.
Well, I guess we don't have any choice. We'll have to take our chances. We'll have to carry him out.
Did I hear you say carry him out? That is a stupid idea. We don't know where we are. We could end up walking in circles.
That's true, too, as you proved earlier.
Besides, how long will it take? This man needs medical attention now.
Well, I suggest we fix the helicopter and fly out of here.
I agree with Clayton.
You guys crazy? We don't know anything about fixing a helicopter.
You're a fast learner.
Where do you expect to learn? You expect a stray PBS broadcast to show up here?
We have the manual on how the helicopter works. It's simply a matter of deductive reasoning.
I say no.
Benson, we can do it.
Governor, this isn't a movie. This is real life.
We have to do it.
That's right. We could be stranded out here forever. And years from now, an old prospector could stumble over our bones. And the last word frozen on your lips will be no. Now, is that the kind of legacy you want to leave behind?
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. Let's have a look at it. But wait a minute. If this thing starts getting ridiculous, I suggest we close up shop and walk out of here. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed.
These people too. Oh, I'll go back to Baltimore, settle down, open up a little jazz club, spend my dwindling days tinkling on the piano. It didn't come out right, but it doesn't matter. I'm talking to myself.
Clayton, can you tell what you're doing? Your eyes are swollen again.
Oh, it's not too bad. I think we can fix this.
Not too bad? I thought you said the propeller was broken.
It's called a rotor.
Rotor? I don't care what it's called. If it's broken, it's called junk.
No. The rotor itself is fine. It's just the right side pitch link that's broken.
What does that do again?
Well, it allows you to control the aircraft.
So we can get off the ground. We just can't go anywhere.
Benson, we can fix it. Now, we bind a few of the golf clubs together. Now, we shove the handles down into the control unit at the lower end. We drill a hole in the face of the club, and we bolt it to the rotor.
You're not serious.
No, we can do that.
Yeah, well, you think golf clubs are strong enough to hold that thing together?
Well, if I've correctly calculated the tensile strength.
Suppose you haven't.
Oh, don't be a party pooper, Benson.
What about the broken fuel line that causes the crash in the first place?
No sweat. We repair that with golf gloves and athletic tape.
Right. Golf gloves and athletic tape.
Now, I can see the headlines now. Lieutenant Governor perishes in Mashie Niblick tragedy along with three dodos.
Benson, would you just get the tools out of the helicopter?
Yeah, I'll get the golf clubs.
Oh, sir. Not mine. They're custom built.
That should do it. Yeah, one way or the other.
Well, if the clubs can take the torque, we should be fine. But there is one problem.
What's that?
Benson, I cannot see. Who is going to fly the helicopter?
Yeah, that's right. I almost forgot. Well, the governor's flown a small plane.
Yeah. Clayton, I can do that.
Sir, I don't think you can operate the pedals with your bad ankle. If you can't operate the pedals, you can't fly.
Oh, shoot. I really wanted to fly that thing. Okay, Benson, you can do it.
There is nothing that you can say that will convince me to fly that helicopter.
If you don't fly us out of here, Tommy will die.
That was a low blow. Okay, Clayton. Show me what I have to do.
Some help with Tommy.
Okay.
The
thing before.
Yeah.
Come on, Tommy. We're gonna try to get you in the plane.
Good boy.
Bang him up there. Watch yourself. Watch it. Okay. Excuse me. Yeah.
Okay.
Watch your leg.
In your hands.
Good luck, Benson.
All right. How do you start it?
Oh, I forgot to show you how to start it.
You forgot to show me how to start it.
Okay, Clayton, before we get started, is there any other little tidbit of information you failed to tell me?
Well, I didn't really cover crash procedures, but I'm praying we won't need that.
Keep praying. Here we go.
You're doing fine.
we up?
Yes, yes, we're up. We're going forward now.
Right into a big rock.
Relax, Governor. I think I got the hang of this. Yeah, yeah, I did. Let's do a little left turn here now.
Good going, Benson. We're gonna make it.
Well, Governor, I bet it'll be a long time before you get into another helicopter.
It'll be a long time before he gets into a pair of shoes.
We all got back alive. That's the thing that matters.
Too bad I wasn't out there. I'm good at living off the land.
If it was up to me, you'd be living off the earth.
What was it like out there in that hot, scorching desert, staring death in the face?
You want to know what it was like? Go to your room, turn up the heat, and look in the mirror. Give me a break. Teasing Krause keeps me young.
From Duck and Cover,
we must obey the civil defense worker when there is danger of the atomic bomb.
To Nip and Tuck.
Why live with a nose that you don't like?
From the hippie bus to the minivan. Generation Boom, a four-part TV Land original. Tune in and turn on. All week long, starting tonight at 10, only on TV Land.
Are you